This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Is Free Talk Live. We'll give out the telephone numbers here in just a bit because you do get to call in and join our discussion in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And Chris, you've got a very interesting story that I definitely want to get into about Homeland Security being called on some student somewhere, I'm guessing like a high school student, who during the statement of the prayer to the flag of these United States of America dared say the word ISIS.
Oh dear.
But before we get into that story, we discussed a couple of weeks ago the decision to not indict the police officers involved in the shooting death of Tamir Rice. Well, apparently, it has come out that the grand jury never actually voted on whether or not to indict the police officers. The story comes from Photography Is Not a Crime.
Wait, what? They never voted?
That's the story here.
Okay.
Grand juries, according to Joshua Brown over at photographyisnotacrime.com, he says grand juries have the power to indict people on criminal charges, so it's no laughing matter when they fail to take a vote on the charges at hand.
Yeah.
That, after all, is the whole point of a grand jury. But in a huge lapse of justice, the grand jury in the Tamir Rice case failed to vote on the charges against Cleveland police officers Timothy Lohman and Frank Garmbach. Yet, even without a vote, the officers have walked away scot-free without indictment. Rice, you may recall, is the 12-year-old boy who was shot and killed for carrying a pellet gun in an incident captured on surveillance video. Lehman, the police officer with a history of emotional instability, shot him within seconds, later claiming the boy had refused to drop the gun. Ohio is an open carry state. The failure here in the justice system where the grand jury...
I don't know that that's necessarily relevant. Like the open carry state, I mean, open carry typically means, you know, holstered and you're walking around with it. I don't think open carry necessarily means waving it around in your hand, which is what happened in the Tamir Rice case.
Well, the video that was shot by the dashboard, he did not have the gun in his hand. The gun was, like, in his waistband.
Right.
What? I remember him, like, taking it out and, like, having it pointed around in the video. Maybe I'm thinking of a different case.
You're thinking of a different
with
case.
Is this the kid with the BB gun, or is this an actual gun?
This was a pellet gun.
A pellet gun in, like, a park?
He was in a park.
At a gazebo?
And he got shot,
yeah,
like, 2 seconds after the police rolled up on scene.
Yeah. And he had the gun out at the time.
Well, I don't know if he did or not, because I couldn't tell that from the video. All I saw was police roll up, movement, and then...
What I remember recall from the video, he had the gun out. Like, he had it in his hand, and he pointed it, and not pointed it at the police. Like, he pointed it around, and when no one was around him, like, it was like he was playing with the gun, you know?
Right.
Like, but then when the police came, he didn't have it pointed at the police, but he definitely had it in hand and lowered from what I remember of the video.
Let me
look at it again, you know?
It was one of those things that what struck me was I could hear somebody saying, "No, no, no, it's just a toy. Let me show you." And that was it. There was just no time given to him to do anything else.
But whether, you know, whatever happened, whether he had it in his hand or not, it was within seconds.
Yeah.
And there was no actual, you know, investigation or determination of whether or not he was a threat. It was, oh, here's somebody, there's a gun involved, so bang, bang, bang.
Right.
Right.
The failure here in the justice system where the grand jury did not even vote was encouraged by the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office and the lead prosecutor, Timothy McGinty, where he simply recommended to the grand jury not to file charges against the officers. The prosecutor's office said last month after the decision was announced, quote, after the grand jury heard all the evidence and the applicable law, they were told our recommendation. Tamir's death was a tragedy, but not a crime. The evidence did not indicate criminal conduct by police, but they made the final decision. They being the grand jury, but they did not, and this right. is me breaking in here, not reading from the article. They did not make a decision. They failed to make a decision. But I guess that's one of those things of a lack of decision at some point becomes a decision.
It doesn't. I mean, to me, this seems like the grand jury should still be in session. You have not, not rendered an opinion on the case that you were tasked with investigating.
Correct. But they also did not, you know, come up with an indictment. And at some point, it's up to the prosecutor to say, well, they've heard all of the evidence, and they never came up with an indictment, so therefore, no charges.
I get it, but still, that to me, the burden still lies with that grand jury.
I completely agree, but, you know, like I say, it's one of those things at some point. A non-decision becomes a decision, if that makes any sense. So if we say, Chris, tomorrow at noon, we're getting together, we're all going to have lunch, and you say, I'll let you know. And noon rolls around, and you've not letting anybody know. You've not given us your decision whether you're showing up or not. But if you don't show up, then you made your decision. You just didn't tell anybody.
Right, but having some Chinese at the Keene buffet is a little different than something involving the shooting.
I agree, but again, it's the same thing. Of at some point, a lack of a decision becomes a decision. And we'll continue with the article here in just a moment. But we do take your calls. And you can call in. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. We've got Joe calling in from Alabama, listening online, wants to talk about police. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, this case here just makes you feel more endangered by the police, where they have the right to invade your privacy and take things, and yet when they do wrong, they're whitewashed, and it's okay. And so that brings the division between people that are supposed to be helping you, and then they're really harming society in a way.
Of course. But what do you think about the statement that I made that their lack of a decision at some point becomes a decision? Do you agree or disagree?
100%. It's like, hey, just move it on. We'll go whitewash it and forget about it. And it's like they wash their hands clean, saying, well, we're not going to investigate it. And that makes them, in my eyes, guilty also, like covering it up. You know, we got politicians. I think Hillary Clinton's guilty of killing 4 or 5 people, but they never really investigated it. You know, people had heart attacks, but there were suspicious things. And, you know, it even goes back to Whitewater. The man covers stuff up, and that is so wrong.
Absolutely. Joe, thanks for calling in. And, Johnson, you were going to say something, I think, before we went to
sure.
the phone.
Yeah, I watched the video. I sort of, like, you know, was bouncing around through it. And I was right. He was walking around with a gun out at one point, just pointing it around, waving it, you know, like playing with it and whatever, as he was walking around in the gazebo. And the camera kind of zooms in, or at least maybe they digitally zoom in. But they zoom in on him, and he's, you know, walking around with a gun. And then he sits down, and he's sitting at this table in this gazebo for a few minutes. For a while, you know, and it looks like maybe he...
But the video that you're talking about, again, that's not the dash cam video.
No, correct.
Because the police were only on the scene for a couple of seconds.
Oh, no. Let me finish what I was saying. So
right, I just wanted to clarify that, you know, this long video of a couple of minutes is not the dash cam video.
Right.
It's surveillance video from somewhere.
It's clear in this. What you just said is clear in the surveillance video. So he, you know, is walking around. He sits down at the table. Appears he puts the gun away. He gets up to walk around again. And when he gets up to walk around again, within seconds, a police car screams in from off frame. And within like 1 second, he's shot and down on the ground.
Right. And, of course, you can call in about this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, we've got Skype. Username, LRN.FM.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line. You can call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking specifically about the grand jury in the Tamir Rice case. Apparently, never actually voting to not indict the police officers that were involved in shooting Tamir Rice. Tamir Rice, you may recall, was the 12-year-old who was shot and killed in a park for having a pellet gun. There was surveillance video, plus I believe there was some dash cam footage. Johnson, you were going over the details of that video. And we've got Tom in Baltimore calling in. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, guys. Did you figure out what was in the video?
Johnson was giving us the info on that. Did you not hear what he was saying in that last segment?
Actually, yeah, I had to step away for a minute.
I
heard you were wondering, and I happened to know the details, and I was going to fill you in. I don't know.
Yeah, certainly. Go ahead, because Johnson never finished telling us exactly what he had seen.
That damn Johnson. How about that? I'll pick up then where he left off. And the one thing I wanted to add, a lot of times with these videos, they can be very misleading because they keep in mind it's what you see in the video and not what you don't see in the video. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, that there's events that happened before, most importantly, and there are events that happen afterward. In this case, according to the officers, and hasn't been disputed or even questioned, other than the initial investigation, where I'm sure they were separated and their stories were compared in every detail. And it seems that they, passed that smell test. And what they told the investigating officers was they observed Tamir for a period of time prior to their quickly pulling up and addressing him. And so what you end up seeing is that clip of them flying up, and it does appear first blush to be quick and without really an opportunity for them to give him a chance to put the gun down.
Yeah, I like how you called it addressing him.
Yeah, and do you know how long they were observing him? I'm looking for that detail.
Long enough to see him, according to them, sitting at the table with the gun and for him to get up and put it in his waistband, which is a common place for folks to carry a gun in an inner city situation like that, which I believe is a HIDA area, which is an acronym for high intensity drug trafficking area. And that's common for drug dealers to keep their drugs and their gun in their waistband. Oftentimes there's two people, one will have the drugs, one will have the gun. And so having dealt with a lot of individuals who are armed and are dealing in illicit activities, of course they're going to be, in a heightened sense of alert. And so when they saw him put the gun, which was an airsoft gun, but keep in mind, they're modeled to be an exact replica of the real thing.
Right.
So they're not going to be able to tell the difference, especially when the kids pull the orange tips off.
No, I get that. And my issue is this idea that police must be kept 100% safe and there is no exception to the rule, blue lives matter. Blue lives do matter, all lives matter. But that thought that we shoot first no matter what is just permeated.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Actually, the police should be more concerned about preserving life as their number one priority.
No argument.
And I'm a lot concerned about what we've seen lately. And granted, the media will show you over and over again certain bad shootings, And it makes it seem like there's more than are actually occurring. But to me, that really doesn't make a difference. If it's one too many bad shootings, that's something that we should be looking at, taking a good hard look at. And
what would you consider to be one too many and not just a random or a string of seemingly, you know, random bad shootings? You said if it's one too many, but not if it's just, you know, a couple here and there.
Oh, no. My point was, if there's only one that shouldn't have happened, that should be of major concern to anyone who's in the law enforcement profession.
Yeah,
it's just the opposite of what you're saying. I can see where it might have.
Oh, okay. I did not catch the way you said it. It did not sound as though you were saying that one is too many.
No, I should have clarified that. Just like a doctor, and not to compare law enforcement officers, of which I'm one. I'm retired now, but not to compare us with what a skilled doctor is doing. Of course, you know, a skilled doctor is a skilled doctor, but in terms of life saving, a doctor loses a patient on the table because of a mistake and not because of patients sometimes die. That's something that everyone should be very concerned about. And
sure.
The same would go for law enforcement. Again, as far as the gravity of the situation, the life is lost, and if it is a mistake on the part of the professional, that's a big concern.
Yeah.
You know, there should be some hesitancy when you're going to pull that trigger. However, you should be trained well enough that when you're in a situation like that, you can rely upon your training so that it's not a mistake and that it is what we would call, and it's not the best of terms, but it's what we would call a good shooting, that it was absolutely justified and absolutely the last resort. And let me say, when you're in a situation like that, and what he did, when they pulled up, he dipped for the gun and came out with it. And that's when seconds absolutely count. And he had to pull the trigger.
So let me ask you two questions. The first one, you said you were retired law enforcement.
Yes.
Did you realize how dangerous of a profession you were going into when you got into law enforcement?
I believe I did, but when you're young.
Yeah, you know, you got that sort of invulnerability.
College,
yeah.
It's really, you know, you're in high school, you're in college, you're in the police academy, and you think you're grown up, but you're still a kid. And you don't realize the gravity of it necessarily. I'll tell you what, though. I was in many situations when I was still green with other officers who were still green. And we had situations where a shooting would have been justified. I remember one time my partner and I, who had gone to the academy together, had a situation where a girl came at us with a butcher knife, and she had her hostage.
Hold that thought, Tom. Hold that thought. I want to hear more about the hostage situation when you were a new officer. This is Free Talk Live, and your calls welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in like Tom has done, 855-450-FREE, or you can be like Derek J. and call in on Skype to username lrn.fm, and we will get back into these phone calls in just a moment. But you do want to reach more people with the ideas of liberty, right? Well, you should think about doing it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out their selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. Back to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, you were telling us the story about when you were a police officer and you were involved in a hostage situation, not as the hostage or the hostage taker, but as a police officer that was responding to the situation. You said that the woman had some kind of a knife held on the hostage, and that's where we pick up the story.
Right. It was a receptionist at a city worker at a city desk, and we walked in responding to the call of police needed urgently. So we didn't act exactly actually know what was happening when we walked in. But, you know, having, again, relied on our training, we were making sure that there wasn't someone lying in wait for us and that we were aware of what was going on around us. And we thought we were, but, you know, you can have the best training in the world and sometimes things just surprise you. And we saw the young lady sitting at the desk crying. It seemed that she had been crying a lot more, and she was almost in a state of paralysis. And she wasn't tied up or anything, and she wouldn't respond to anything we said to her. Are you okay? And, you know, you get that feeling, at least we did, that we should approach carefully. You know, was this indeed the city worker? Was this someone posing as a city worker? Because we didn't know who she was. And as we got about 5 feet from her, we heard like a whimpering coming from a closet. And like in a horror movie, this girl comes out with a butcher knife. It was probably a 7-8 inch blade, again, like you would see in a horror movie. And she was crying too, and moving steadily towards the girl. Apparently, the girl had dealt with her, and that's why she was frozen in that chair, not wanting to move, knowing that butcher knife lady was right behind her. And at that point, we knew within 21 feet, a knife is more likely to kill you than a gun. I know that sounds...
No, it's absolutely correct.
True, but it is. And we both drew our weapons, and I'll date myself a little bit here. We carried revolvers back then. And we should have shot her, because by not shooting her, and we didn't shoot her, we looked at each other as if, who's going to fire first? And, you know, I've always thought it's just a basic part of human nature that you don't want to take a life if you don't have to.
Right.
And we didn't want to. And I guess we thought somehow we could overcome what we knew our training told us. We needed to take another course of action. And so really we risked our lives and the city worker's life by trying to talk this girl into putting the knife down.
Gotcha. So what ultimately happened?
We got her to put the knife down after about close to 10 minutes of talking to her.
Yeah, so you negotiated.
I think that if she made a move, that with two of us already having a beat on her, that right, we could take her out before she'd get the girl. And so we arrested her. And what I found is situations like that happen a lot. I've witnessed it in other cases where I was the backup officer. And I told someone one time when they were talking about these recent police shootings, I said, you know, if police in this country shot people every time a situation met the legal standard for pulling the trigger, you'd have bodies everywhere.
Yeah,
and
so
it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just reread Radley Balko's Rise of the Warrior Cop. And I think that may be the second or maybe the third time I've reread it, because I find it so good. And in my other job, I do have police officers that report to me. So understanding how law enforcement works and understanding situations like that is important to me, because I hope our law enforcement portrays themselves as the good side and not the quick to jump to action. But two things I wanted to ask you about. Well, the first thing was about training. You know, have you seen the amount of training that your average street cop has gotten over the years go down, up? I know that the special units like SWAT and things like that get tons and tons of training. But how about the regular officers? And the second thing I thought was kind of interesting, but Balko brings this up, is the fact that physical fitness requirements have sort of relaxed, and we have more, pardon my pun, but, you know, it's the donut eaters, you know, that are more likely to draw first because they're not as confident about being able to overpower, you know, an aggressive or a dangerous person. So I guess those are my questions. First of all, you know, physical fitness and police, and then secondly, levels of training with the beat cop.
What you had to do in so far as physical fitness was concerned has absolutely gone down. In fact, there used to be an off-the-bat requirement of height and weight in proportion to body size. If you recall, well, you might not, you're probably a little bit younger than me, or maybe quite a bit.
Maybe not.
Back in the day, your highway troopers were all big guys, at least tall and very much in physical shape, like they were guys who had done 4 years in the military and had still been lifting weights, and they were just, you know, the epitome of good health. And you're right, you know, that is something that causes anyone who's going to think about challenging them to think twice about it. And so when you drop those physical fitness requirements and the height requirements, you do, I think, have more people willing to challenge the officer. In fact, we had some really small women who we would not even call for backup because we looked at it as just bringing another gun to the scene that could very well be taken and used against us.
Right.
So, Tom, what about the training? Have you seen that increase, decrease, or stay about the same?
In Baltimore, and I think in most academies around the nation, there are standards that have to be met, and those standards are set by the state that the academy is in. And there are good academies and there are bad academies. In your larger cities, usually I found that they're excellent. And I've seen the training hours, as far as initial training, stay about the same. Most academies are 4 to 6 months classroom, and then you have 6 months field training, which happens afterwards. Now, during the academies, usually you have 2 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks at most, where you do leave the academy and you go out, and that's your minimum required state field training. So when you come out of the academy, actually you're state certified to go on the street, but I've never seen an academy or a police department that says, okay, you're on your own. Every academy or every police department has probation, and you do an extensive amount of field training with someone who has been on the force for some time.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. And you can call in if it's, you know, the amount of police training or whether or not cops should shoot first, ask questions, never. Call in your thoughts, 855-450-FREE or on Skype, lrn.fm.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, or you can call in on Skype like Derek J has done. That username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about the Tamir Rice situation, specifically the fact that the grand jury never actually voted not to indict the police officers, and we still have more on that story. But we do go to Derek J on Skype. Derek, you're on Skype with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson. What's on your mind?
Newsflash, law enforcers in the USSA don't give a damn about black lives, especially young black males. They hear a dispatch over the radio that there's a young black male pointing a gun around. You can bet they're going to drive as fast as they can to go unload their weapons on a risk-free target. If they're in the wrong, they know they're not going to face any consequences. And if you're the mother or father of a young black male, you had better educate your children to fear the police and act in a way that's not going to attract them. Now, when a child walks into the highway and gets killed by a speeding truck, do we say the truck did something wrong or that the parent failed to teach their child to fear the highway and stay away from it? Or put another way, we teach children not to go up to and pet bears or wolves. There are things in this world that are deadly, and among them are law enforcers. They're not to be trusted. They're to be feared and avoided. Now, I know this isn't going to be popular. It's easy to jump on the, oh, the cops shouldn't have done that bandwagon, but we don't say, oh, the wolves shouldn't have eaten the cute little bunny. We understand that the wolves do that. And I don't hear anyone pointing the blame at one, Tamir's mother for not teaching her child not to walk around town with a damn gun. I don't care what kind. She knows he had it. It's her responsibility to teach her son to respect that gun by using it in a proper manner, in a proper place. And two, the man who called the police, what a coward. And perhaps the most responsible person in the entire incident. He hasn't even been named. So I don't want to talk about this jury or the cops or what they've done wrong. We know the juries aren't going to prosecute cops. What we should be focusing on is what we can control, which is our own actions. When you pick up the phone to call the police, you are calling a deadly gang to come introduce themselves into a situation, and you have every bit of responsibility in that murder.
Fair enough. I agree completely with where you're going with that, and it's a shame that more people don't understand that concept. And I think back to, you know, people that have called the police because they've got, you know, a family member who's suicidal, or, you know, someone who is mentally challenged, is outside, you know, literally, or playing in a garage or being outside, and, you know, has something that isn't even a gun, but they might have a knife or something like that, and it's just the default reaction. So, you know, I've said that before to people. You know, before you think about calling the cops, think about what the possible consequences may be.
I'm curious, what do they think of the police out there in Uruguay?
You know, the police in Uruguay, which is where I call from tonight, seem to be kind of a joke. a lot of times they don't have guns on them. Some security in the grocery store, for example, they do have a little pistol, and sometimes they've got full ammo, like protective gear. But what appear to be more common are private security here in Uruguay. I see a lot more of that than I do police. And they seem to be unimportant, something to ignore. I was in a cab today, and a guy just ran a red light in front of the police in plain sight, just didn't care.
Right.
Are the private security armed?
Private security is armed, and most businesses, while the private security are not always armed, do have some sort of private security. So if you're in a restaurant or even a small cafe, they typically have security guard by the front in all hotels, in almost all businesses. And I have to imagine that's because there are no minimum wage laws here. It's probably a low-paying job, but one that
well,
is
valid. I would guess that the licensing aspect around being a security guard is probably minimal or non-existent.
Yeah, likely, especially it seems to be near impossible to get a gun in Uruguay. There are a lot of hoops to jump through, and so I'll be exploring that personally. But no, to answer your question, the police here, I've seen about as many anarchy symbols graffitied on the walls as I have police officers.
Wow.
And how many anarchy symbols have you seen graffitied on the walls?
10.
All right, so
thanks,
Derek J. has seen 10 police officers in all of Uruguay.
Hey,
Derek, anything else to add?
Yeah, it's just important that people focus on what we can do instead of saying, oh, what a shame, let's try and hold the police accountable. You can't. All you can do is take some personal responsibility and say, gosh, I'm really sorry for that mother who lost her son. It's very sad. Now, other mothers, especially black mothers who have young children, listen to the reality. The cops do not care about your children, so teach them to fear the police.
Are you saying that Straight Outta Compton should be, like, a required viewing?
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, you are missing out.
I just say, look at the reality around you. You know, it's not, it's obvious, okay?
It's
obvious.
It's, you know, since I brought up Straight Outta Compton, it essentially talks about, you know, growing up in, you know, Compton, California, and basically, you know, it's in the song, police have the authority to kill a minority.
Well, this person who called the police, he described the young man, Tamir Rice, as he said, I don't know if the gun is real or not. It's probably fake. He said it was a
right.
juvenile. None of these facts ended up in the police report or the things. You can hear the 911 call to the radio dispatch officers. None of them appear in their notes. So all the notes that they took were that it's a young black male. He's pointing the gun around at people. And that's what the the police
at people.
Right. So, you know, don't call the police. If you know, oh, it's a juvenile, I don't know if the gun is real or not, if you're so concerned, why don't you take personal responsibility and go walk up to him and say, hey, kid, what do you think you're doing? That's not very smart. Put that away. Why don't you go home?
Very, very good call. Thank you very much, Derek J. And if you have a decent internet connection, which it sounds like Derek does down there in Uruguay.
Where he's enjoying his full Monty video.
And he's also enjoying summer while we prepare for what may or may not be snowpocalypse over the weekend. Like, initially, about a week ago, they were saying, you know, like, oh, this weekend, there's going to be this nor'easter, and there's going to be between possibly 2 inches to 8 to 18. And what I saw earlier today said a light dusting,
yeah.
Possibly 1 inch.
Well, here, yes. Yeah. If you're a little further south, it's snowpocalypse.
Yeah. But, you know, like, still, there's snowpocalypse hitting part of the U.S., and Derek is enjoying summer because,
Of course.
You know, I guess that's something else that I've got the question for the flat earthers of, if there is a flat earth, how do you explain seasons?
Do we have a lot of flat earth listeners?
There have been several flat earthers that have called into the show.
Well, I want to hear from them.
So do I, because I still have questions. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Volcanoes.
What?
How do they explain volcanoes?
You don't have to have a round Earth to have a volcano.
How about orbit?
A core of a planet that's being compressed on all sides by enormous pressure because of gravity pushing in towards the center of the planet in order to create magma? How does magma happen?
Okay, so see, now you're talking about other things other than just the volcano. You're talking about how
the magma and the lava.
Like, you know, how do those things happen? And that's a lot different than, you know, like, how's there a mountain?
Right.
If the Earth is flat, how is there a mountain? So, like, totally different question. But, yeah, you know, like, there are questions for these flat earthers, and I want to know answers. 855-450-FREE. Let's jump back now into the article here from Photography Is Not a Crime that we began the show with. In a normal grand jury proceeding, the jury votes on whether to indict or not. A quote-unquote no bill is legal jargon for when a jury votes to not indict. Conversely, a quote-unquote true bill is when a grand jury votes to indict. That's what juries do. They deliberate and they vote. That's the whole point. But neither a no bill or a true bill was ever submitted with the grand jury's decision in the Tamir Rice case, meaning they never voted. We may pick this up a little more in hour number two, but I definitely want to get into the story about the DHS being called on the kid who said ISIS during the Pledge of Allegiance. And, of course, your thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.